Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gina Browning is in studio with us this morning. She's the Chief Communications Officer for the SPCA serving Erie County. As we talk about Charlie the dog, the sad news came over the weekend. Charlie had to be put down. Charlie was the dog that was rescued from a garbage tote last month. And Gina, everyone was so invested in this emotionally, yeah. Even the community, not to mention the everybody at the SPCA. What has the reaction been? Do some people feel that the SPCA gave up on Charlie?
Fortunately, it appears that the majority of the people, at least the people from whom we're hearing, are supporting us and they're understanding the difficult position we were in. Yes, there has been concern expressed. And I'd be lying if I said we didn't expect that. And I've always been of the mind, and our whole organization is of the mind, that the greater problem would be if people didn't become angry and if people didn't have any kind of feedback or questions or concern. If they didn't care enough, that's the greater concern. The people who do care enough are asking, why did you give up on him? Was it too soon? And, you know, it's tough to illustrate to people that this was a decision not based on one thing. This was a decision not based on one behavior, not based on one medical test coming back. This was a decision based on several factors that were combined and several triggers that were combined. At some point, you have to look at several negatives and say, at what point are we not a humane society anymore? At what point are we being an inhumane society? Now, there are people, there are schools of thought, not just here in Buffalo, but throughout the country. People who feel no matter what, a dog should remain alive because the dog should remain alive. And they're putting aside the physical stress that the dog might be under, or the physical pain, or the mental stress, the emotional pain. They put that aside and feel under any circumstance a dog should survive. We do not subscribe to that school of thought. As a humane society, we feel we have a different responsibility.
Well, specifically with Charlie, I know you had a whole press conference on Saturday discussing this, but what were some of the key reasons why Charlie needed to be put down?
Well, first and foremost, we have to keep in mind his medical condition. And one thing that we explained from the day we had Charlie is that he was never out of the woods. He was always in guarded condition. His blood disease was proving itself to be incurable. Our chief veterinary officer was not ready to make that call just yet. There was another course of treatment that she wanted to try with even stronger medications, but it was shaping up to be an incurable blood disease. Again, we weren't 100% ready to make that call. Secondly, was behavior that Charlie showed when we did a preliminary behavior evaluation. And the third factor was that Charlie started injuring himself in a heightened, frenzied state after that evaluation.
This is a safety issue, though, right?
It's a safety issue. It's a safety issue for, of course, people and for the other animals in the shelter. But I have to point out, it was a safety issue for Charlie. Charlie was hurting himself and chewing through metal and chewing through bars, extracting himself from steel-locked cages. For a dog to be able to do that and to have the strength to work through that pain, he was in such a heightened state. A tranquilizer, he couldn't have survived. His immune system, he had no immune system. He was still very much underweight. His platelets had already crashed again. His red blood cell levels weren't correct. So there were several things at play here that made this no easier, but several things that told us we're looking at a collective circumstance here. We have to do something.
When this news first came out that you had acquired Charlie after he was found in a garbage tote, I remember one of the key things that you had said was, the vets yourselves, you try not to get emotionally invested into a specific dog because you might run into this situation. But throughout this entire process, what do you think is the big takeaway that you and the staff at the SPCA have learned?
You know, I think the takeaway is that we wouldn't have done much differently. You know, of course, we know in our minds, and we said this at the press conference Saturday, we know in our minds what's possible here. We have seen dogs at a serious point of emaciation come back and come back somewhat aggressive. We've worked with dogs like that. And eventually we have been able to put some of those dogs on the adoption floor. It's hard to know that with your heart, though. We know in our heads what was possible, but with your heart, it's something different. So we tell each other, don't get attached. Meanwhile, you're becoming attached. It's part of that quality that makes us want to work at the SPCA.
It's hard not to. What would you do differently if another dog like Charlie came in?
I hope you don't mind if I start, and I know we're short on time, but if I start by answering with what we wouldn't do differently. And then I want to say what we would do differently. The medical course of treatment, the behavior course of treatment, that was all based on the most current data available and trying to determine if an animal like this can be saved. So none of that would change. What wouldn't change is we wouldn't euthanize a dog immediately who came in this state. How could we euthanize a dog if we see that there's a chance that dog could survive? We wouldn't not put that dog in front of the public to ask for help, finding who did this. We had to do everything, and we're still doing everything possible to ask for help in identifying who did this to Charlie. So, of course, we're going to ask the public for help and see if they know this dog. We are not going to try to save him and then not ask the public to help fund that because this was expensive. And we're not going to say we have to euthanize him now because we ran out of money and we're not going to ask for help. So, of course, we're going to do that. All of those things we still would do again. I think what would change is the public relations piece of it, is my piece of it. We did videos, and we were very clear verbally in those videos that Charlie was not out of the woods. What we've learned in this experience is that the visual outweighs the audio. And in the videos, we saw a happy dog who was wagging his tail, who was getting stronger every day. You start watching that, and you almost stop listening. And I think it was kind of like a false advertisement that we were putting out there and that I was putting out there. And I think that my piece of it is the piece that would change.
I mean, it's almost like you want to believe what you're seeing, not what you're hearing.
And I wanted to. We all did.
Right.
We all did.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest thing that we would change. Nothing else.
And I think the public was kind of clinging to those updates, too, every few days.
They were. They were. People were asking for it. And I will say that on Thursday, on Valentine's Day, which is when his behavior started shifting dramatically, we planned on doing a video for Valentine's Day. And walking into the room, at this point, there was another small dog in ICU. This is the first time another dog had really been introduced into that unit where Charlie was. There was something different about Charlie's behavior that told us to not do a video and that told us to do a photograph update because there was something different. Something was starting.
Gina, we feel for you at the SPCA and for the community because everybody was so invested in this dog.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you coming in this morning, explaining the feedback that you're getting, the course of action if this happens again, and we just wish you the best.
Thank you. Thanks.
That's Gina Browning from the SPCA serving Erie County.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.